KW1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Milton cleanup continues in Florida. The storm blamed in the state for at least 16 deaths, and right now there are more than 1.8 million power outages. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell was surveying the damage Friday and stressed there's enough funding to help residents cover from both Milton and Helene, but that Congress will need to take more action.
I mean, the Disaster Relief Fund certainly does not have enough money to continue recoveries for everything that I have through the entire fiscal year, but I have enough money to support the immediate needs for everybody impacted by Helene and Milton.
White House says President Biden will travel to Florida Sunday to visit areas impacted. On the campaign trail, former President Trump told a crowd in Colorado he'd use a 1798 law intended to repel enemy invasions to increase the number of people he'd deport, while Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona said she would create a bipartisan advisory council if elected. This is ABC News. Lawyer for seven news organizations called on the military commission at Guantanamo Bay to unseal the plea deal that was struck with the alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Attorneys arguing the public has a constitutional right and compelling need to follow the prosecutions. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked the plea deal, which would have spared the three men the death sentence in August. There's new information about the deaths of two Navy SEALs in January who boarded a small boat off the coast of Somalia searching for Iranian-made weapons destined for Yemen. One fell into the water, another jumped in to save him, and ABC's Martha Raddatz says
the investigation concluding that, encumbered by the weight of each individual's gear, neither their physical capability nor emergency supplemental flotation devices, if activated, were sufficient to keep them at the surface. The conclusion, according to the head of Central Command, the deaths of the SEALs were preventable.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Badgers football today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers are in New Jersey to take on Rutgers. Wisconsin with a record of 3-2. Rutgers is 4-1. In Green Bay, Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs says he had some things going on mentally that led to his one-game suspension last weekend. Doubs spoke to reporters after yesterday's practice.
I had some things going on mentally. I do not feel comfortable getting too deep into that, but just, you know, you guys hearing it from me, there are some things I have going on for myself. I did my best communicating, and I'm just thankful that, you know, that I'm here right now, you know, able to still play ball.
The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals tomorrow, and quarterback Kyler Murray says he's looking forward to his first game at Lambeau Field.
It's going to be a good challenge for us to go on the road, a place I haven't played before personally, first time, great environment, be, you know, really historic place. A lot of great players have played in that stadium, so I'm excited about it.
As Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a high in the low 60s. Clouds around for Sunday, showers likely and breezy. Cooler with highs in the mid-50s. Some frosty mornings to start next week. Currently 57 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Nick Ramos, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, will talk about Christian nationalism's unholy war on democracy, plus an update on Wausau Mayor Doug Denny.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Robert Greenwald, the founder and president of Brave New Films, bravenewfilms.org, Brave New Films on Twitter as well. And Robert, welcome back to the program. It's been so long since you've been on. I think I must have dropped off your mailing list or something, because I haven't gotten anything from you in a long time. I hope that we can reestablish that, because I thought you just vanished. I didn't know what was going on, but I understand.
Well, technology may have been defeating us, but I'll make sure that you get all of the updates. And we've been extraordinarily busy these last few months. Rumor has it that there's an election coming up, and we've yes. been heavily engaged.
There you go. So you've got this new video out, E. Jean Carroll versus Donald Trump. We were going to play a clip of it, but it's just a little too explicit, I think, for, you know, somebody driving down the street with a seven-year-old in the back seat. And we're on a lot of commercial radio stations. So I really encourage people to check this thing out. Tell us how people can find out about this or watch
it. By the way, we just passed 4 million views of the film or clips from the film on all the social media combined. So if you're on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram stories or TikTok, you can find it there. We've made an increasing effort at Brave New Films to make sure we go where the audience is. And the audience, as you know, is very split. It's all over the place. And the exciting thing is you can get different audiences. So a significant number of the views for this piece, which is high-profile actresses reading the testimony that E. Jean Carroll gave in the lawsuits against Trump, where she wound up winning $80 million because of what he did to her. That has really resonated, and particularly with a younger audience. And we are focused on making sure that it goes to voters in the battleground states. The internet targeting allows us to do that. And we've been heavily focused on that, because the election's going to be decided not by the five people who still haven't made up their mind who they're voting for, but the thousands and thousands who may or may not vote. And this piece is an emotional reminder to everyone, this is what Trump has done, this is how he responds to some women, and make sure you vote.
Yeah, that this man is a rapist. I mean, she, one of your actresses, or actors, I guess is how you refer to women these days, as actors, it tells the story of the specifics, and again, I don't want to get into the details, but the specifics of what Trump did to E. Jean Carroll in that dressing room with his hand inside her, and hurting her, intentionally hurting her, essentially raping her. As the judge said afterwards, he said this was rape. Any reasonable person would call this rape. Is just absolutely astonishing that this man. I mean, if you had told me, Robert, 20 years ago, that a rapist would be a convicted rapist would be running for president of the United States, and half of America would be ready to vote for him, I would have called you crazy.
Well, I am crazy, and separate from that, it is in fact a horrific situation, and where. What we try to do at Brave New Films is, you know, I'll often say, what we do is we put a face on policy. So there are great books, there are articles, there are studies, many things being done. Our contribution, I hope, is putting the face on policy. And here you can see and feel through these brilliant actresses what E. Jean Carroll said. And a reminder, Tom, to your audience, her trials, two trials, there were no cameras, there was no audio recording. So this will be people's experience. And E. Jean is smart, funny, interesting, and has a deeply powerful story to tell. So the fact that we've reached already in a very short period of time over 4 million people attests to the level of interest, the level of emotion, and the level of engagement, because that's happening because people are watching it on any one of those platforms and then passing it on to their friends, to their neighbors, to their colleagues, anyone and everyone who they can reach, because the films and the clips always, always, thanks to our incredible donors, are free. And that's the way you reach people who may not be as engaged as you, Tom, and much of your audience.
Yeah. So if I go over to, say, YouTube, for example, and just plug in, what, E. Jean Carroll v. Donald J. Trump, is that right.
You do that, you can plug in Brave New Films at YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Instagram Stories, and TikTok, where we've seen the most amazing response from, which is primarily a younger audience on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, this is, I just have to testify. I mean, this is one extraordinarily powerful piece of filmmaking. And you're doing God's work here, Robert. What can, in addition to watching these things, what else can people do to help support and promote the work that you're doing?
Well, most importantly right now is passing it on, looking at it, and, you know, the. I think we talked about this years ago. There is the trusted messenger theory. Many people will say, well, I can't do anything. I have a small number of followers on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. But trusted messenger means that people are much, much more likely to listen and watch and open something coming from a trusted messenger, which means friend, relative, colleague, someone from a faith community, someone from an activist group, someone from school, versus a nameless, faceless corporation. So there's really, that's an impact everyone can have. And to the degree that people can pass it along in cities and states where there are competitive elections, where there are ballot measures, where there are, in addition to the presidential, down ballot measures. There's lots that can be done. They can pass it on to local media. They can try to get their faith community to show it or pass it along. Schools have been a huge resource for us. So there's something that everyone can do, and that will allow us to have the emotional impact that this film is designed to have. Thanks to the brilliant actresses, they bring the words alive, they communicate it, and every word here, Tom, comes from the transcripts. I spent weeks going over the transcripts and taking excerpts because we didn't want to make a 15-hour film. We wanted this to be available in short bites and at a reasonable length. But the power of her words, I think, comes across very clearly. And that's the goal, the beauty of the internet, we don't need to spend a lot of money on TV time, and we don't need to buy TV time well in advance. This film, this effort is designed for those who haven't made, who haven't decided they're definitely going to vote. They're too busy, or they have other issues, or they don't think it will matter. Here is something that goes, hopefully, to your heart and soul, will matter to you, will matter to others, and will then encourage every one of your listeners to take action and pass it along.
And I think those two points are absolutely critical, the most important one. I mean, I used to teach advertising and marketing back in the 80s in the American Marketing Centers, traveled all around the country doing workshops and seminars for companies. And there is no more powerful form of advertising than word of mouth. And essentially, if you're forwarding something to a friend or a neighbor, it's word of mouth. And also the point that you made, that the outcome of this election is not going to be decided by what everybody is focusing on, which is the very tiny percentage of Americans who are so poorly informed that they haven't figured out who they're going to vote for. It's going to be decided by which side gets their people out.
Yes,
it's all going to be voter turnout.
Exactly, and we need to keep reminding people of that because, you know, the media, I joke about this, but in one way it's almost sad. The media, every time they can find a voter who hasn't made up her or his mind, they like jump on this person and interview them and give them lots of attention. They are not the critical factor. The critical factor in the thousands and tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, will be people who are the different names for them, the irregular voter, the sometimes voter, whatever you characterize it, that is a question of turnout.
There you go. The brilliant Robert Greenwald, founder and president of Brave New Films, bravenewfilms.org. I'm assuming people can find this at bravenewfilms.org, Robert?
Yes.
Okay, great.
If they can't, heads will roll.
Yeah, and Brave New Films on Twitter. Hang on just a minute.
Tom Hartman Program.
Robert, thank you so much for the work you're doing and for coming on our program to tell us about it.
My pleasure, Tom. I'll make sure you get all the updates.
Thank you.
See you well.
Great talking with you. You too.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, you're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote.
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, what? And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey.
We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Crisp all day, a mystery unfolded in the strangest way. Robert Kennedy Jr. with the prank to play, left the bear cub's body in the park's dismay. Bear with me, the stories wild and strange, from the Hudson Valley to the city's range. A tale of pranks and politics entwined, will justice find its way, will remain confined.
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. He's kind of fallen off the radar screen, hasn't he, Bob Kennedy? I haven't heard from him in quite a while. I think that it's all catching up with him. He had three affairs with women in the last few months, and his wife is Cheryl Hines, the actress, and apparently she's over it. So, excuse me, sneezing here. Eric in Fountain Valley, California. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Tom. What has been going on with this hurricane season is pointing out something that we're in the climate crisis already. And I think there is something else which I've heard mentioned, but I think could be potentially very, very horrible. And that is the fact that insurance companies are the cost of all of this, they've already said that FEMA has used up half of its budget for this entire year. Insurance companies are already going belly up. They're leaving Florida for sure. I think it's going to affect everybody very soon. We've had, even in California, we're not even in an area where there's fires or floods, but we have a company that stopped insuring certain kinds of properties, and this becomes a crisis because, businesses cannot essentially operate without insurance. This could absolutely crush the economy if this gets worse. So the government will have to step in and do something. But I do have an idea for a solution. It might seem far-fetched right now, but I think that it can be easily proven that the large oil companies, conspired and knew about this and convince people that their unsafe product was okay, climate change would not happen. And if we could get some kind of civil or even criminal case going against the big oil companies and expropriate their assets and expropriate their profits and create a fund of, maybe billions and billions of dollars to help us pay for all of this damage, You know, it may seem far-fetched right now, but everything seems impossible until it happens.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. There was one of the newsletters I got this morning, and I think it might have been from Jessica Wildfire. I'm not sure, or Sabrina Hake. It was one of the women who I subscribe to on Substack, who was suggesting that we should use product liability law. That if you sell a product that you know, you sell a toaster, and you know that if somebody touches it the wrong way or in the wrong place, they get electrocuted. You know, you end up with a massive fine. And hang on just a minute, I'm going to sneeze again. I think it's kind of cold in here, and whenever I get cold, I sneeze a bunch. I think you're onto something, Eric, and I would love to see some product liability lawsuits or something similar to that. You know, pointing out that these people have been lying to us for years and years and years. I'm with you. Thank you very much, Eric. I gotta move along here. Sajad. Hey, Sajad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Yeah, basically with Medicare for All, I feel like I know most of Democrats, you know, are on the payroll of big insurance. This is why they kind of shut it down. Like,
well, it's not most Democrats, but there's certainly enough of them to stop any forward motion. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish that, you know, the Democrats who are for it or get a little more hawkish, and people, it might be like a little grassroots organization that would make it more popular, because I feel there's a lot of people who are skeptical about it. You know, when you tell them about Canada's healthcare system, they say, oh, but there's wait times, it'll take you 6 months to get an appointment. What should we do? Because I feel like,
well, if you're having an actual emergency, it doesn't take 6 months at all. You can see a doctor within minutes in Canada, anywhere in Canada. It's if you want a hip replacement, you know, it might take you 6 months. But by the way, my best friend before he died of COVID had a hip replacement, and he had to wait 4 months. So, and that was in New York City. So, but anyway, I agree with you. Democrats, I would love to see Democrats unite around Medicare for All. The sad thing is that we've got these so-called problem solver Democrats, you know, Josh Gottheimer and Jared Golden and these guys who take big bucks from big industry and are more than happy to dance to the tune of big industry. And, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez knocked out, what was it, Joe Crowley was his name, knocked out, you know, kind of the leader of the corporate Democrats. There's enough of them to stop the progress, which is very unfortunate. Sajad, I don't have an easy answer for that other than all of us getting very, very involved in politics. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Well, actually, we'll be right back with Phil Itner with the Ukraine update, and then we'll get back to your calls in about 15 minutes.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Milton cleanup continues in Florida. The storm blamed in the state for at least 16 deaths, and right now there are more than 1.8 million power outages. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell was surveying the damage Friday and stressed there's enough funding to help residents cover from both Milton and Helene, but that Congress will need to take more action.
I mean, the Disaster Relief Fund certainly does not have enough money to continue recoveries for everything that I have through the entire fiscal year, but I have enough money to support the immediate needs for everybody impacted by Helene and Milton.
White House says President Biden will travel to Florida Sunday to visit areas impacted. On the campaign trail, former President Trump told a crowd in Colorado he'd use a 1798 law intended to repel enemy invasions to increase the number of people he'd deport, while Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona said she would create a bipartisan advisory council if elected. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris gets another endorsement from a high-profile Republican. Charlie Skies is one of Wisconsin's most influential conservative commentators. He says the U.S. Supreme Court immunity ruling would give Donald Trump dangerous power. Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsed Harris in Wisconsin last week. People in Wisconsin are getting advice about how to donate to survivors of Hurricane Milton. Here's Terry Bell.
Charities say they prefer cash over food or clothes. That's because nobody knows exactly what will be needed for some time. Only send those sorts of in-kind donations when they're requested specifically. Local branches of the United Way and the Red Cross are working directly in Milton's wake. You can also donate at civicmedia.us/help. I'm Terry Bell.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and
on your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Let's be honest. Scooby-Doo's Velma was a great actor. But when it comes to carrying a show, she can only do that so far. Max has announced that it's canceling the show Velma after two seasons. The Scooby-Doo spinoff was considered controversial as they decided to gear the storylines toward adults for both Velma and her Mystery Inc. chums. The Office's Mindy Kaling voiced the role of Velma and was one of the executive producers. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a great indie comedy, check out the film Chump Change for rent on YouTube. Writer-director star of the film and native Wisconsin son Steve Burrows was a guest on Nightlight last week and informed me that the film is finally available after 20 years for viewing. This hilarious comedy, which stars, in addition to Burrows, Tracy Lords, Jerry Stiller, Tim Matheson, Ann Mara, Fred Willard, and Shelley Winters. How's that for a cast? The film is set in Milwaukee and it's a cracklin' good, or should I say cacklin' good watch. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a high in the low 60s. Clouds around for Sunday, showers likely and breezy. Cooler with highs in the mid-50s. Some frosty mornings to start next week. It's 55 right now.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by Will Ragland, Center for American Progress Action Fund's Vice President of Research. We're going to talk about Trump's failed record on manufacturing. Don't miss
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
They're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment of quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to cozyearth.com/Tom and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 40%, up to 40% off. That's cozyearth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and on the line with us is our old buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and host of the brilliant On the Edge podcast. If you're not already subscribing to it, do so. You will be glad that you did. Philip Itner, Itner Philip on YouTube. It's backwards. But the video blog is also over on YouTube under Philip Itner. Phil, welcome back to the program. You know, how are you and how is Ukraine?
Well, thank you, Tom. I'm fine. I'm actually preparing to leave for the first time in about a year to go and cast my ballot. So this time next week, I'll probably be en route back to Michigan, where I hope maybe it'll do some good. The people of Ukraine in general are struggling through. There's deep concern about the oncoming fall and winter months, especially with the electrical situation. There's another story that is also making the rounds and reverberating here in Ukraine, and that is the death of a Ukrainian journalist in a Russian prison. Victoria Rushina was her name, and she was reporting in what became the occupied territories of Ukraine. She was put in a Russian prison and with no crime whatsoever except for being a journalist, and apparently went on a hunger strike, and the Russians let her die. The country is grieving.
This is what Donald Trump's best friend Vladimir Putin does. I mean,
that's
right. Kill journalists.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's so unfortunate.
Very promising young woman, and it is. I mean, the toll on this country just continues to mount and mount and mount. You know, not that they're anywhere near talking about, you know, surrendering or capitulating, much as maybe Donald Trump will try and force down their throats if he should get back into office. this is tough. This is a very difficult situation, and the people here are suffering. President Zelensky is making the rounds in Europe. He is carrying with him what he calls a victory plan, a way to end the war in the next year, in 2025, with a victorious, and we don't know exactly what that definition is, but nevertheless, he is calling it a victory plan. He is bringing it to the various capitals in Europe. He is finding at least some open ears. We don't know the details of it. Obviously, nor should we, because it's a battle plan. But he is indeed knocking on doors, showing them this plan, and trying to push forward the idea that this is not a forever war. This is a war that can be won if only the West would ratchet up its full support, or, you know, ratchet up its support for Ukraine in terms of weapons.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're providing Israel with bombs that they're using outside of Israel. They're bombing Lebanon now.
Yeah.
You know, with our bombs, we know that now for a fact. The Guardian reporting it this morning. Apparently with no objections from our government. Why can't Ukraine use our weaponry outside of Ukraine? I just don't get it. Do you?
Yeah, that has not gone unnoticed, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And not only why can't they strike further into Russia, but Israel has the Iron Dome. Why does the Ukraine not have...
Which is American-made, more... by the way, is it not?
Well, its origins are American-made from the kind of Patriot system.
Yeah.
It's a family of missiles, air defense missiles. I think the actual system in Israel is built by Israel with the technology that they got from us. Mm. But Ukrainians are asking, as they are nightly being attacked, why do we not have more robust air defense?
Right.
And then you mentioned obviously being able to strike into Russia. Why can Israel strike around the region, but Ukraine can't defend itself from planes that will drop these enormous, what are called glide bombs, that will, they'll do it from inside Russia's territory, drop the munition, and it glides into Ukrainian territory and then goes and has massive has a massive warhead on it and causes extremely terrifying explosions. The single largest explosion or munition has been used here, non-nuclear, has been used here in Ukraine to devastating results. And then there's another issue as well that seems to be going completely unnoticed in the West. We have covered it here at On the Edge, but it is the horrific situation in the town of Kherson in southern Ukraine, where they are literally being hunted by drones. The drone operators will be on the other side of the river in Russian-occupied Ukrainian territory using drones to hunt human beings, and it is now suspected that they are doing this on purpose in order to gain experience. They're practicing on killing people with drones by striking at civilians, and it's not, this has been well documented, but it's getting very short shrift.
That's
in
a war crime.
The West.
Intentionally killing civilians is a war crime.
They are and Tom, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It's so terrifying that what they will do is they will sometimes use one drone to blast open the window, and they're, again, they're practicing for the combat zone, it's believed by many. Or it's either that, or it's just, you know,
terror.
Operators.
Yeah, it's terrorism.
They'll hit a window, and then a second drone will fly through the window and attack the civilian family inside.
Wow.
It's absolutely reprehensible, and we are losing time to deal with this situation. We could put in electronic jammers. We could put in more air defense. Mm-hmm. Because in a very short period of time, the leaves are going to be off the trees, and there will be no cover. For now, civilians run from tree to tree to tree because it's obstructed from the sky. When those leaves are gone very soon in fall, there's going to be no cover. Kherson is an issue that needs to be dealt with, not only for the crimes that are being committed, and those need to be pursued and and prosecuted, but we need to get some help in there quick, because this is going—you're going to be jailed up in your houses, afraid to go out on the street because what the people of Kherson are calling it—the Russians are conducting a human safari, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's reprehensible behavior, and we need to step up.
Yeah, it does. The fact that Israel is about the size of Rhode Island and Ukraine is about the size of Texas. Play, do you think, any role in why it's so much harder to defend Ukraine than Israel?
I don't know if the geographical size of Ukraine is the reason why it's so much. I mean, obviously, they want to protect the capital.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. You have a situation where you have towns and cities in the far west of Ukraine that are protected because of, you know, the distance that anything that's coming to hit them has to go through. And so, you know, the Ukrainians get several shots at it to defend. Odessa, being the vital port city that it is, it gets disproportional protection. But all the cities that exist along the battle lines, and that is along the river there, and also Kharkiv. Those are all under intense attack. Mm-hmm. And it is possible. We could do that. We could protect those cities and provide more air defense. We're still doing this.
We're slow walking. This
strategy of non escalation. There's so much fear that Russia will respond, disproportionately should we cross this red line or that red line. But then every time they do it, I mean, there are Ukrainian troops in Kursk right now inside Russia itself. The Ukrainians are continually asking, we cross Putin's red lines all the time. Nothing happens. He's a bully. But right. We in the West and certainly in D.C. seem to be terrified of an escalation.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You don't want to play chicken with this stuff. But at the same time, you can't let a bully be a bully.
Amen. I have to hit a break in just a minute here, but I saw a headline earlier in the week that said Russia has suffered more casualties in Ukraine than all other conflicts. It can't be as high as World War II was, but...
Since World War II, if we're talking about the same study, they have lost more in Ukraine than any conflict that they've been involved with post-World War II. Right. Notably, of course, Afghanistan, but they had fighter pilots in Korea. They engaged in a lot of bush wars around the world during the Cold War. They were in Vietnam. Yeah, they were. They had Spetsnaz or special forces inside Vietnam. It's true. They have lost more people in this war than any war that they fought since World War II. But all of those wars have been far. I mean, even the biggest war they engaged in Afghanistan was very far away from Moscow, and people felt it was very detached. Ukraine is integral to their sense of empire, so they're willing to bear the brunt of losing all these casualties as long as the empire is restored. This is a colonial war, and Moscow is seeking to restore not just the Soviet Union, but the old Russian Empire. And it's a mentality that should be put to rest. Of course, Americans don't like empire, especially when we engage in it ourselves. But we are uncomfortable with the concept of empire. Russians love it and demand it.
Yeah,
so they'll Captain take the casualties if the empire can come back.
Yeah, I get it. Phil Etner, check out his blog, On the Edge. It's brilliant. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by.
See you next
time. Listening Thank to you, Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And I'll be right back on the other side of this break with your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly, so get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac Counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs? The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I used to have a mail-order business many years ago. Would have loved to have had ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. With discounts up to, get this, 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, to get a free 60-day trial and that up to 89% discount. ShipStation.com, code Tom.
He's got his followers hypnotized, but we all know it's just disguise. He's got his name on every wall, says he's the greatest of them all. But every time he speaks, we know it's all just part of his crazy show. Trump, you're a pain in the butt. Think you're a genius, but we know what's up. You say you're rich. You're smart, but all you've got is a massive ego and a head start. You talk big, but we see through the fluff.
53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Nanette in Englewood, California. Hey, Nanette, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. So far, anyway, Knockwood.
Great.
I hope you're well, too. What's on your mind?
I am. I have a brief comment. I've been thinking about the depravity and cruelty of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the GOP should now stand for the Gestapo on parade.
They're getting there. They're heading in that direction.
Yeah.
I mean, Donald Trump is talking about arresting. Now he wants to shut down CBS News because he wouldn't do the interview with 60 Minutes, and Kamala Harris did. I mean,
I know.
He wants to throw me in jail. He wants to throw, you know, anybody in jail who writes anything or speaks anything ill of him. I mean, this is, he is full-on dictator.
Right. Every medium, even comedians, he wants to prosecute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's a true nutball.
He's a sick puppy.
Yes, he is. You have a great weekend, Tom.
Thank you, Nana. You too. Nice to hear from you. Thank you. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm calling in a little bit of a different posture today. I am going to identify or announce a very interesting website that my daughter has created for the benefit of children and other people. It is called ToxiMap. T-O-X-I-M-A-P-P, and it is basically a database in which if you enter your address or your zip code, you'll be able to find out what toxicants have affected your geographical area over the years.
Wow.
She came about, it's very interesting. She came about this because she had my granddaughter later in life after a PhD in sociology from Columbia and a couple of decades of very interesting work in the business world. And so when she had my granddaughter, she decided to take a look at the geographical locations regarding, you know, their toxic footprint. And she discovered that actually there are thousands and thousands of reports on such toxicants all across the country. And so what she did was she assembled an amazing group of people who were very environmentally very environmentally interested and also caring about the development, healthy development of children. And they created this huge site. They scoured everything. They still do it. It's an ongoing process. And so I'm just announcing that to the right nation, Hartman Nation, because I think the parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents who listen are interested in all of their family tree and others. And so
is this like toxic dump sites or radioactive waste sites, or is this more like, hey, this is in the soil or in the air, or I mean, what do you mean?
The radioactivity will be coming later. This is the former, what you just said, which is dump sites, PCBs, just all sorts of toxicants across the spectrum.
Factories
are making
this stuff. Factories that are making them and emitting waste.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So
amazing.
I invite everybody to go.
So what's the website,
Toximap,
Robin?
ToxiMap.com. T-O-X-I M-A-2-P's P-P.com.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Say hi to your daughter for us, Robin. It sounds like a great effort. Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it. Because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit there.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, John Kramer with the Green Bay Press Times joins us to share details on his trip to Washington, D.C.
And Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality is in to talk about rental properties for the upcoming draft. Join us. Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.